here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 12th of April, 2009. Today is Easter, the most important religious feast in the Christian liturgical year, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus 3 days after his crucifixion, marking the end of Lent, the season of prayer and penance, and the beginning of Eastertide, which lasts 50 days until Pentecost. The English term Easter comes from the name of the Anglo-Saxon pagan goddess of spring and fertility, but in most other languages, the name of the Easter festival is derived from the Latin Pascha, which means Passover, or in Scandinavia, it's called Posca. The first evidence we have of Easter celebration from the mid-second century, by which time it already apparently was well established. Traditionally, the observation begins in darkness on the night of Holy Saturday with the Easter Vigil, a traditional time for baptism in the church, and it was the Moravians who began the tradition of the Easter sunrise service. 1861, on this day, the shots were fired on Fort Sumter in the harbor of Charleston, South Carolina, which began the American Civil War. 1945, on this day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt died of a cerebral hemorrhage at his cottage in Warm Springs, Georgia. And that evening, Harry S. Truman took the oath of office. Eleanor Roosevelt had called Truman to the White House with the news of the president's death. He asked her, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And she said, "Is there anything we can do for you? For you are the one in trouble now." It's the birthday of the poet Gary Soto, born in Fresno, California, 1952. His new and selected poems, 1995, was a finalist for the National Book Award. It's the birthday of the playwright Alan Ayckbourn, born in London, 1939, author of 72 full-length plays, including the Norman Conquests. It's the birthday of the children's writer Beverly Cleary, born in McMinnville, Oregon, 1916, who wrote the Ramona books, Ramona the Brave, Ramona Quimby, Age 8, and many more. It's the birthday of Tom Clancy, born in Baltimore, 1947. He was a successful insurance salesman who was fascinated by military technology. And finally, bored with insurance, he decided to write a novel using some of the military technology he learned about, particularly submarines. And that novel became The Hunt for Red October, which was an enormous bestseller in 1984. Here's a poem for today by John Barrowman from his Addresses to the Lord, a poem entitled A Prayer for the Self. Who am I, worthless, that you spent such pains and take many pains again? I do not understand, but I believe jonquils respond with wit to the teasing breeze. Induct me down my secrets, stiffen this heart to stand their horrifying cries. O cushion the first, the second shocks, will to a halt in midair their demons who would be at me. May fade before sweet morning on sweet morning, I wake, my dreams, my fan mail go astray, and do me little goods I have not thought of, ingenious and beneficial Father. Ease in their passing, my beloved friends, all others too I have cared for in a traveling life, anyone, anywhere indeed. Lift up, sober, toward truth, a scared self-estimate. A poem by John Barrowman, A Prayer for the Self, from Collected Poems, 1937 to 1971, published by Noonday Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.